We were extremely concerned, having heard the report from HICWA, and this was said at a meeting in the last 2 weeks, and it was reported back to me, and immediately contacted the HSE, and we have got clarification from them that, and just to give the exact statement from the HSE, they say it is planned that day services will return to Ballyshannon Community Hospital. Now, they did say that their recommencement would depend on the recruitment of additional staff. But the crucial point here is that it's planned they will return, because I was very concerned, as were a lot of other people, that HICWA might stop that happening, because we have seen elsewhere, for example, during COVID, day services were stopped in Manor Hamilton Hospital, and they have never returned. Now, I'm not saying HICWA had anything to do with that, but they have never returned to the hospital. Yes, services are provided elsewhere, but for people I speak to, it's not the same thing, and they're not satisfied with it at all. So it was crucial to get that confirmation from the HSE that that was not going to be the case at Ballyshannon Community Hospital.
One of the differences is, of course, that the building at the Old Shiel Hospital site in Ballyshannon is a brand new building. Presumably it's been built to the specifications and criteria of HICWA that are most recent and up to date.
Yes, that's certainly one of the reasons, and perhaps the main reason. But for people who live in the area and the environment, all they care about is that those services will be there. The HSE also confirmed that the final 13 long stay beds would become operational from this week. So again, that was a concern for many people, because they wanted that those long stay beds would be available for people in the area, the surrounds, who need to avail of them. And they also confirmed that the next phase, which was the opening of short stay beds and dementia beds, was proceeding. So it's the job now of the politicians, and that includes myself, to make sure that those day services recommence as soon as possible, and also that the short stay and dementia beds, which are very badly needed, I've had quite a number of people on to me about them, that phase is moved on as quickly as possible. But at least this, awful news that I heard a few days ago, that HICWA, because of what HICWA had said, that day services might not return to Ballyshannon or to a hospital that was residential, where there were residential beds. That, according to the HSE, is not the case. So now our job is to make sure that they move with this quickly, that staff are recruited, and that those day services become available to those in the Ballyshannon, Bundoran area who need them, which is, crucial for the people themselves, and also gives a small bit of respite to some of the family carers.
This is positive news, as you say, for Ballyshannon, but it is also the case that many community facilities in Donegal and wider North West do have a situation where there are residential and day services provided within the same hospital setting. With that in mind, it suggests a very urgent conversation needs to be had to see how this is going to be addressed, because this is going to be a problem down the line.
You're absolutely right, Don. And in my time, especially when I was in the European Parliament and other parts of the country, I saw situations where nursing homes were closed and families were absolutely heartbroken. But HICWA came in and said, this is the way it has to be. And the family and the people there did not want that to happen. So when HICWA has a directive on something, and this seems to be the situation here, then you're quite correct. Hard and long conversations need to be had, because the problem in Ireland often is that we close down something without putting something in its place. If the best model is not to have, co-location in let's say, older buildings, I'm not talking about Ballyshannon, but elsewhere, then let's look at the better model, but let's not close down what's there before we put something better in place. I'd be first in the queue to say better services, better day services available in the location, but do not close down what's already there.